Okay.
Everybody think about your hands a little bit. Just think, put your hands in your mind. It's interesting how thinking about your hands changes your mental state just a little bit. You think about your hands and some of your awareness goes out to it and it's stabler. And now your breath. And now we're going to, again, we were talking about turning on alarms. We all do that. And turning off alarms. We don't all do that enough. And the idea when you're meditating, and you know, there's a place in the book where I say that distractibility is not a concept, is not a finite number. I'm sitting down at my desk, and my wife's happy with me, and all my bills are paid, and nobody's mad at me, and I don't have any phone calls to make, and there's no emails, and I don't have any appointments, and my parents aren't unhappy with me, and I got laid yesterday, and so nothing is bothering me, and then I can focus easily. So part of the trick of meditating and of focusing on anything else is what I'll call the alarm scan. So let's imagine that right in this moment, you are able to be sitting at a console. You're inside the brain. It's a little room inside the brain and where all of the alarm systems are. You know, it's the security center. And you got this guy, he's a big galoot, a gorilla with a hat, and he's at the, okay. And you're at the console, and you got to turn off the alarms one by one. So let's turn off the hunger alarm. Gone. Turn off the thirst alarm. I was thirsty, but I don't care. Okay, let's turn off the person alarm. The husband alarm, that's off. I don't need him. The kid alarm, they're busy. The parents alarm, finished. My worker alarm, I'm not working now. Clarity that I have all these alarms, that you have them. But you can say, no, I don't need that alarm. So it's like going through the house turning off the lights. It's like going through, it's like you're sitting at a console and pressing the buttons that deactivate the burglar alarm in this room or that room. So each of you has your own alarm that disturb you when you wish to concentrate. And so when we are learning how to pick spokes and decide what to think about, we also can learn how to find the alarms that we've set. The people alarms, the body alarms, the money alarms, the guilt alarms. Is that all about people? There aren't that many types of things that we must do. Must talk to somebody, why now? That's not an alarm. No, I'll get back to that. A lot of it's about fearing that we won't get back to it, you see. It's an alarm, I better do it now because I remember it. No, okay, well, I can come back to it later because we know how to set alarms. So it's interesting, when we set the alarms, that's one thing, and then we can turn them off or we can alter them. Okay, I'm going to eat at 6 o'clock. That's when I'm setting the alarm. And of course, if we are good at setting, if we become expert at finding the part of our brain, the alarm control center, all right, that's the name of the room, the alarm control center. So imagine down your stairs, and instead of turning to the left where you see the inner child or the inner self, off to the other side, in big red letters, it says alarm control room. You got a great big key. It's on your wall. It's on your chain. It's a great key about 6 inches thick, you know, made of metal. And you stick it in the door and it creaks and you open the alarm center. And there's this console. And it's got all these blinking lights. Thirst, thirst, hunger, hunger, sex, sex, people, people, guilt. The alarms are going off left and right. Sit down at the console. Start. Turn off. Okay. Oh, that one's gone. Yeah, that one's gone. Ooh, that one's gone. They're making sounds. I don't know. They're blinking lights. But one by one, you can turn off the alarms and prepare yourself for whatever you truly wish to pay attention to. So here you are at the console, alarm, 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 they're all off. Now you can punch in and we're going to be paying attention to our breath. Okay. So why don't you see if all of your alarms are off? And we'll just take a little 5-minute meditation to close out. And I'll thank you all for coming and ask you all to make a commitment to yourself to pursue an alarm-free meditation over the next few days. As you get ready to meditate, scan your alarm center and turn them off. So I'll just say that all of you have all the tools you need inside you already to resolve the wiring difficulties that you have. It's just about putting the pieces together. And you can use your creativity, really, your imagination. There should be a playful quality to these things, even though they can be quite emotional. And I'd like you all to allow yourself to be disciplined in doing some meditation and doing some exercises that are not exactly meditation, but, you know, that are children, that are parents, that are inner guides, that are planning time. Allow yourself to be involved in this as much as you can.
Thank you.